Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's Alex Cora pregame yesterday. That was brought up earlier. He doesn't get involved in the hitting. Mechanics when it comes to hitting at all.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Like, all right, maybe I'll give you a pass on Bregman because he's been in the league a long time, and you know. But the younger guys, you didn't have to be a great hitter to give them some insight on you know what you could do well or what you might be doing wrong. So, yeah, that's kind of one. I hope he doesn't feel that way with all his players.
I think he said he does. That's the way. Yeah, that's his approach. Is he doesn't get into the mechanics.
That's an issue. That's like Vrabel saying, you know, yeah, I only caught a few passes, so I don't really help out the wide receivers.
It is unbelievable that the Red Sox, only the Red Sox, by the way, like this great feel-good season. Mm. Every time you've made the point, Greg, it has been spot on. You hit a game like the Sunday night against the Yankees where you're about to be swept. There was that final game in Philly, if you remember, that they salvaged the game in that
yep.
series. Like, there's been yep. certain games over the course of the season where you are ready to fully jump off, and they win, bring you back in. But the A's outplayed them in all three games. The A's season's been over for weeks. You're sitting here at home, 1 o'clock start, at Fenway Park, and you're listless. Like, it looks like it's a split squad game in March. Like, I'm sorry. Anybody who thinks Cora is back without question if they don't make the playoffs is smoking whatever Wiggy was at 5:30 this morning.
Well, and you can't just rely on pitching. And certainly you can't do that if you're, you know, looking at Crochet and then the question mark afterwards. You know, and right. that was really disappointing yesterday from baby Pedro. Like,
yeah.
I don't know that you can count on him. I
in the Maury Povich theme, can we say that Pedro is not the father?
Yeah. But if you go, if they make the postseason, aren't you more confident in their pitching than their hitting?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
But just barely. Like, I mean, Giolito, last few outings, not so great. Bayo last few outings, not so great. I mean, you're going to get to see, you know, this weekend, you're going to get to see Connolly early on Sunday. He's been good the last two outings, but that's just too small sample size. Kyle Harrison tomorrow, yes.
But I'm just talking about the
good outing last time.
The main three. Like, if going into the postseason, I feel a lot more confident that the main three can go six innings or more. And only let up three runs, where I don't feel confident that the offense.
But you may be in a situation where you have to have Garrett Crochet last game of the season with Detroit. You mm-hmm. have to have him pitch that on short rest because you right. got a win to get in.
Right.
Then you turn around. And
yeah. Then you might have to.
Like, oh my God.
You might have to figure out.
Oh, I don't want. Sorry, Curtis. No, I don't want to.
It's just like awful. And the other thing is like you watch what this team is able to do. It's not that they don't hit it all or get guys on base. They get guys on base all the time. They just leave them there. Like, the base is loaded. Nobody else. What night was that? I can't even keep it together.
That was a couple times.
That was game Tuesday, one against the Athletics.
Right.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Awful
or Monday
Tuesday
night, whatever it was.
Whatever the hell.
That's why
they had the night off in there. It was Tuesday night.
Yeah. That's why what I would do as a manager, I would hit Trevor Story in the four hole because if I could get, let's call it Duran or Bregman. If I hit Duran in the two spot or Bregman in the two spot, Duran in the three or Duran at one and, you know, figure out who else you're going to put up there, I feel more confident in Story being able to clean up than getting him on base and having nobody being able to drive him in.
All right. Well, very important series this weekend. You can talk about it all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And you can hear it all weekend long on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. And on the line now, the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Wagering Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app and catch You Better You Bet. Weekdays 3 to 7 Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1. Leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network and on the Odyssey app. Here is Nick Costos. Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys?
I'm great.
To be fair to Alex Cora, it's hard to focus on hitting when your primary focus is cheating. So I just wanted to, I wanted to throw him a mulligan, because when you're focused on cheating and figuring out what other, like an insignia and stealing signals and garbage cans and things of that nature, you can't always focus on batting stances and swings and barrel rate and all this nonsense. So I wanted to, extend an olive branch to my guy, Alex Cora.
Well, the Red Sox weren't the ones using the funky bats earlier this season.
Which turned out to be like the non-story of all non-stories. just saying.
All right. Well, we got Pat's Steelers on Sunday, Nick. Where are you leaning when it comes to wagering on this?
It's a fascinating game, right? Steelers defense has been so bad to start the year in both games. And it's pretty stunning because it's the most expensive defense in the league. And these players are all older, and they've been in this scheme, many of them, for many years, and it's stunning how bad that it's been for the Steelers' defense, and they're also not healthy. Like, the injury report yesterday was really bad. Like, Joey Porter might not play in this game. That's a huge loss at the cornerback position. Deshaun Elliott might be out. Alex Highsmith has a high ankle sprain, so he's going to be out, like, 4 to 6 weeks for the Steelers. But on the flip side for the Patriots, you know, like Christian Gonzalez, and maybe you guys have more info than me, I feel like it's 50-50 he plays.
Yeah, 50-50.
Carlton Davis popped up on the injury report also. This feels to me like I wouldn't be surprised if anything happened. And I know I said this last week with the Patriots. I did end up betting the Patriots last week against Miami, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Steelers won this game by 10 and the defense all of a sudden figures it out. I wouldn't be shocked if Drake May has a huge game. And I will say a prop that I do like right now at price. We will go to Kayshawn, booty, 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 rocking everywhere. That's Georgia rapper Bubba Sparks, for those keeping score at home. His receiving yards prop is 35.5. I'll go over on Kayshawn booty, rocking everywhere. I wouldn't be shocked if the Patriots have an offensive explosion in this game and really lay it on a Steelers defense again that has been massively disappointing to start the year. So what I can tell you guys is, out of all the people I talk to and respect that bet, whether on air on You Better You Bet or off air privately, pretty much everyone likes the Patriots and thinks this is a WTF game, wrong team favored. And the Patriots should be a small favorite. The Steelers are a small favorite. I will likely be on the sidelines here. I'll play some props. I wouldn't be shocked if anything happens.
Nick, I don't think I'm going to bet that game because it makes me too nervous. But we did just pay our down payment for a house today. So I need to make some money this weekend.
Sick humble brag.
Thank you. So I need to make some money. I need your lock. An absolute lock.
Well, those don't exist, so I'll try to do my best here. So this could be NFL or college football, right? I guess you guys want
I just want NFL. Just want NFL.
Or Hi-Li.
All right, let's, when I lived in South Florida, everyone loves Hi-Li. Like, I don't even understand what it is. Okay, best bet for this weekend. Courtney, you're in luck, because my show sponsor and one of my employers, shout out to them, BetMGM. We want everyone to make it legendary. BetMGM is the people's sportsbook, and you can make it legendary right now by betting a number that is wildly off market. Because at most sportsbooks, the Denver Broncos are a 2.5-point road underdog at the LA Chargers this weekend. BetMGM is going to allow you to bet a 3. Now, it's an expensive 3, minus 120, but I think that will prove to be very valuable. I think the Broncos are going to win on Sunday in Los Angeles against Justin Herbert and the Chargers, but if you want to play it safe, take +3 with Denver. This will be, and I know they played the Chiefs in week one in Brazil. The Chiefs defense is not good. It's not been, the Eagles' impotent offense made it look better last Sunday. This will be the best defense that Justin Herbert's faced. I think the Broncos are better than the Chargers. Broncos +3 would be my favorite bet of the week.
And you did get, if I'm correct, I think you got a little bit of little inside information on the Broncos from Tom Brady. Is that correct?
I don't know that Tom Brady would ever talk to me.
Where do you?
It would be pretty cool.
Where do you stand on whether or not he should be allowed to continue with his television role?
Well, I look at things. Yeah, I'm very honest about this, right, Greg? I don't know if you're honest about this.
Yeah.
But I am. I'm a massive narcissist.
I don't know about massive.
Are there levels to narcissism? Like, you are either a narcissist or you're not.
I mean, I do like myself. I mean,
you talk for a living. And you're a camera for
a
living.
You have a show named after you. You're
yes,
a narcissist.
You're all narcissists.
And a bunch of recipes. Greg's Easy Chicken.
Yeah, so I look at things purely from a selfish perspective. I find the Brady stuff to be massively entertaining. It doesn't bother me at all. I just think, like, NFL head coaches have come out this week and have all said, like, there's nothing he's really going to be able to glean. You think, like Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback ever. Like, you don't think he just turn on the film and immediately diagnose what every team is doing? Like, he needs someone to tell him what they're doing? Like, come on. So, I think it was really, like, let's be fair. It was awful optics on my...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday night, that he's in the Raiders coaching booth with a headset on. Yeah. Like, if no one saw that happen, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. It was terrible optics. I think it's much ado about nothing. I think he's been much better this year in the booth than he was last year. I think he's going to continue to get better. I don't really care about the story at all. Just my opinion.
Yeah. And in your defense, some of the narcissism stuff may stem from the height issue.
Oh,
well, where does yours come from then?
His is the fat issue.
Why, Nick, you short? Oh, is he a short king?
Oh, he's a short king, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
I'm like 5'8".
Oh, damn. Courtney, I like you.
You're not 5'8". We've met.
You met him before? Oh,
yeah. Literally, it's on my driver's license. It says it. You've never even seen me in person. I'm not saying I'm tall.
So it's he's like 5'6"?
It's like 5'6" on a good day.
Oh,
like,
damn.
If he's got lifts. Do you wear lifts in the shoes or no?
I don't know. Are you on Ozempic? Because I got to tell you, I've done pretty well for myself with my height. You're still kind of chubby, buddy.
Well, Greg does, sessions with Trainer Dan.
Greg does say 6 feet tall.
I don't know. I don't know what Trainer Dan's charging you, but you might want to pay him a little bit more, Greg.
Nick, you met Greg. He says he's 6 feet. Is that true?
I've never met Greg.
Yeah, we met one time.
When did we meet?
Early on, when you first started here, we met. There was
a tremendous lie. Like, I've never met you.
Wow.
I would say it. I don't care. I'm not tall. That's fine.
Yeah.
Right. We got to do a big, like, family dinner, you know?
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah.
Costa, Sunday dinner?
Yeah. I want him to come up here and do a whole live show with us.
Yeah, that would be classic.
That'd be great.
I bet you would enjoy that.
I would. Of course I would. All right, Sean, are there any other games you're of it?
Yeah, Nick mentioned the impotent offense of
By the way, I'm not 5'8". That's true. I'm 5'7".
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting closer.
Nick mentioned the impotent offense of the Eagles. I love the Rams this week getting 3.5. Nick, am I crazy to think that the Rams could even outright win this game?
No, I don't. Are you crazy? No. I think the betting market, Sean, will move in the direction that you say it's going to move in. I think it'll probably close to maybe even like a... like an expensive 2.5 for the Eagles or a cheap 2.5 for the Rams. I'm on the other side of this game, but not at this number. I think the number is going to come down, and I'd like to bet the Eagles at either 3 or -2.5. We'll see where this ends up on Sunday. The Eagles are going to dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, just like they did in both meetings against the Rams last year. Now, Shime, I'm sure that your handicap probably revolves around Davante Adams being a difference maker in this game, whereas the Rams, like Cooper Kupp, I think is washed. And even he had a pretty nice game in the playoff game in January in the snow. Davante, I think, should have a pretty good game for the Rams, but I think if you wanted to poke holes in the Rams offense, where you would go is the interior offensive line against Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and company. So I think the Eagles interior pass rush will impact 37-year-old bad back Matthew Stafford. And it's possible that Eagles offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo is just like Italian Brian Johnson from a few years ago. We'll find out. I think the Eagles offense will play much better in this game. I like the Eagles, but I want to lay 3 or 2.5, not 3.5. So I do agree with you. If people out there are listening or watching and you agree with Scheim, I would bet this game sooner rather than later to make sure you get +3.5 with LA.
All right, Nick, as always, it is a pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wishing everybody minimal sweats winning bet. That's
what?
It? Or
what?
What do you got?
What do you do? There, you have a catchphrase?
Well, I was in the middle of doing it, and you like rudely interrupted me.
Raging narcissist who has a catchphrase. Like, if you're dictating what your own catchphrase
I'm
is.
I'm a massive narcissist. But here's what's funny about this, is you're saying that I'm the one that introduced the topic. Like, you think it hurts my feelings? I'm the one that said it. I am a narcissist. Are you one?
Okay. All right, go ahead. Winning bets, what, no sweat? What do you want here?
Okay, listen, now you're offending my ego by botching my catchphrase, and it's a massive one. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best. Best of luck.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
That is the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Wagering Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. We'll be back with Hill Notes next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.